Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Jess Hooker the Cooker, Joe Cocker, and Weed. They're all coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Charlie, man. Thanks for calling. I'm either away from my desk right now or serving a life sentence with very little chance of parole. Either way, at the tone, please leave a detailed threat, and I'll return your call as soon as I'm released, man. Helter Skelter.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
She has a pie, and we're going to dive into that right now, so help me God. Good
Tom.
God. Hi, Ace.
Hi, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby, manning the track phone, hotline, hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Pie time.
You want pie?
Everybody wants pie.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
And it's pie time. We made it. And it's pie time.
I am not familiar with that.
Not familiar with that either.
Is it high time we made it?
Yeah. You know that great song?
No.
Pie.
Is it pie?
Do you know anybody?
Don't.
Heard this song
Joe
by
Joe Cocker, right?
I just finished watching Sex Education on Netflix, and the soundtrack.
Yeah, we had nerds.
Yeah,
really
no
good.
Kidding.
Yeah, tell us more about
Jesus.
It. Blah, blah, blah.
That was a 2-hour
Have you
fight.
Heard of the
2-hour fight?
Yeah, evidently you got in trouble because the girl was topless. And
yeah, and prettier and weighed less than my current girlfriend.
Oh,
thanks for the recommendation, Chickie.
Anyway. Jeff, I like that you said current girlfriend. Another fight for that.
She's listening.
I asked Willie about this earlier, and he'd heard of it. It's a song called F the Pain Away by Peaches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
You can't say any of the words.
No.
You can say sucking on my...
Ah!
No. Easy.
Like you... Chili dog?
No.
Down by the tasty freeze?
Outside the tasty freeze.
It rhymes with bitties.
Okay.
All right. How about pie?
Here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute.
This is not it.
This is the his song.
This is not it.
High time made it.
You heard this?
Is that Joe Cocker?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a great song.
No, never.
The good part's coming up.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Here we hear it.
I can't understand what he's saying.
Sounds sick. Ain't it pie time? We've waited.
See, now, that's
pie time, we've waited.
This is why Joe Cocker did the song, and not Tom.
Yeah.
Well, no, of course Joe Cocker's going to be...
It sounds like he has a mouthful of pebbles.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker is brilliant.
Would you like to see Christy producing Joe
Cocker? I will make this argument for you, Christy. I'll make it brief and simple.
Joe.
How many covers of Beatles songs are better than the original? And the answer is not very many, and Joe Cocker certainly did one of them, if not two.
Yes.
I honestly thought he had a problem when I first saw him.
Well, there's the famous
I'm not kidding.
There's the famous sketch from
young
the
man has
from the off-Broadway show Lemmings, in which John Belushi said he did his famous Joe Cocker impression that he would later do on SNL with Joe Cocker.
Right.
But he said something like, I'm making musical history and I'm working for muscular dystrophy. Somewhat offensive, certainly. And we're not trying to offend
him. I had a friend that, never mind. I just always thought he was not, I thought he had a condition.
Belushi said he was embarrassed because Joe wasn't in very good voice and he was just coming back from all sorts of trials and tribulations.
Yeah, there's a good documentary about Joe Cocker.
I'm not saying he's not a bad man. I just, you can't understand a word he's saying.
Oh, well, of course, I think in the world of hip-hop and rock and roll, we all understand that you can never understand almost any lyric.
No, that's not necessary.
So that brings us to pie.
Yeah.
Mm. Ain't it pie
what
time?
Kind of pie is this?
This is donut pie. So it's a Bavarian cream donut pie.
Oh.
I chopped it up into bite-sized pieces.
So I'm sorry. So you start with used donuts.
Not used. They're just a day old. Nobody ate them and spit them out, Tom.
This isn't a birdie. This is a baby birdie pie.
That looks so good.
No, I chopped up the donuts.
How big are the pieces when you chop them up?
They're bite-sized, Tom.
Well, people have to know. I mean,
when you say you chop up a donut, I think
people can visualize, oh, okay.
Now, are
you don't have to come in and go, oh, they're about a quarter inch by a quarter inch.
Are you using kitchen scissors or a knife?
I used a knife. And so the recipe is up on bobandtom.com if you would like.
So what kind of donuts were they in the beginning?
Bavarian cream. They also had chocolate on top, but the chocolate melts down once you cook it. We added 4 eggs, some sugar. You need vinegar to level it out.
And you're putting Ready Whip on top?
We're going to. You could put ice cream or Ready Whip, or you could put more chocolate syrup on it. You could do whatever you wanted.
There you go.
But I didn't test this recipe before I did it. I usually test them.
So you haven't eaten this yet?
I haven't.
And should point out you're using a giant isosceles knife.
Isosceles knife?
It looks like one of those triangles from math class. It's so huge you could eviscerate a large animal with it.
And all I thought of, I could be on the evening news tonight right now. I take that knife.
clear the room. I'll let a couple of you go. I haven't decided yet. And then...
Okay, so now she's cutting a slice of the pie.
See
how convenient it is when you use that knife? You can use it as a spatula there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's going to be our tester?
Chick.
I think Tom should.
No. You try it. Now she's getting the Ready Whip out.
I want Oskay to do it.
Okay. Have you ever taken a bowl of that Cool Whip stuff and just eaten the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes, I have.
Kids walk up and you just...
Now, make fun of me now. Yeah. Yes, I have done that.
I don't believe you.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Have you ever gone into a grocery store and picked up a can of Ready Whip? Shot it in your mouth and put it back in
the water. No!
Why every not? Time.
Every time!
You don't do that. You just take the deodorant, use it, and then put it back.
Then you go in the bathroom and get wash up, and then you...
Okay, Jeff is trying the...
Here's a bite. Here comes a bite. Okay.
What do you think, Jeff?
It looks good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yummy, that's yummy, good. Yummy.
What's a... You taste donut right away? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Can you?
I think one bite's enough.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty rich.
Is it rich?
It's pretty rich.
I have a little teeny piece.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Wait,
can I have a birdie piece?
With the Bavarian cream, is the filling, is it kind of mixed in with everything?
Yeah, so you want that, you want the cream, you want the...
Oh, my God.
You want that wet from the Bavarian cream.
Because it'd be really dry.
No, yeah, I like it wet.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. We'll pass the pie around.
Okay, let's, in the meantime...
You're not going to believe it, Tom. It's amazing.
Okay.
Hit the intro.
Okay, ready? This is our new intro for our new feature. Willie, pay attention. Here it comes.
Time now for international weed news.
Germany is moving forward with plans to legalize recreational cannabis sales. The German health ministry said it will start holding expert hearings on various aspects of the issue.
Yeah.
Said more than 200 representatives from the medical...
Representative.
Yes, legal and other fields are going to participate.
This is in Germany.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a better headline for this. Would be Mein Hemp.
All right.
Do you see some nice hazy tents at Oktoberfest?
Mm-hmm.
The Germans are known for being blunt. I think that's certainly a fair thing. And now that they'll be rolling blunts in the beer garden.
What about Zig High?
Yeah, where's our Zig Zagler guy?
Well, I thought I'd stay away from.
You don't want to go back
Hitler.
To Zig Zag.
They had recently, I don't know if you saw this, I don't know about the weed, but they recently legalized beer for dogs over in Germany.
They have.
Yeah, it's called Warsteiner Weinerheimer. It's absolutely delicious.
I dare you to say that three times.
Warsteiner Weinerheimer, Warsteiner Weinerheimer, Warsteiner Weinerheimer.
Not bad.
Wait a minute, Pat, you got a song for us?
What if they had the pot 80 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a different Germany 80 years ago.
I was going to invade Poland until I got high. I was going to get those tanks rolling, but I got high. I just sat there in the war room laughing, and I know why. I know why. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was going to speak at a rally before I got high. I was going to pound my fist and scream. Then I got high. Now I'm going to chill, make love, eat strudel. And I know why. Why? Because I got high. Because I got high. because I got high. Let's close this whole war off.
Thank you very much.
Peace out.
Thank make you. Edibles, thank not you. War.
Mine him.
There's a sign, make edibles, not war. Yeah.
I'd wear that T-shirt.
Nice.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Once again,
time now for international weed news.
Yeah.
I think the cops.
Dave's not here. Dave's not here. Dave's not here.
Dave's not here.
Oh, Dave's not here, man.
We do have another marijuana story.
Do you know
though.
What that's from? Jess?
Kind of, maybe like a Cheech and Chong thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up in Smoke, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an album.
It's from one of their early albums.
Big Bamboo or
Big Bamboo.
Big Bamboo, that's right. Remember, I had rolling papers in it?
Yeah. Man, oh,
gigantic
man.
Ones. When Cheech and Chong were in the studio, they said that people would actually make gigantic joints out of those. We had the story about, what is it, Germany is apparently about to legalize marijuana.
They're looking into it, yeah.
So we had a fine song from Pat Godwin on that topic. You see, you have more marijuana.
Well,
news.
Lawmakers in Michigan are seeking to outlaw fake urine that could be used to cheat drug screening tests. According to MLive, legislators have put forth two bills that would make it a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine for someone to distribute, deliver, sell, or possess with intent to distribute, deliver, or sell a drug masking product.
So you can't, I don't understand what this means. You have to, would you be selling someone your urine?
It's fake urine.
No, it's
you can
synthetic.
Buy fake urine
synthetic.
Online.
Yeah, it's not
it's
human
synthetic.
Urine.
Yeah,
yeah,
you've got powdered urine. You add water to it, and
yeah, there's a few versions of this.
Mm-hmm. Remember powdered urine?
Yeah, Michael, yes. That's what Michael Vick got in trouble for. He remember his name was Ron Mexico or something?
Synthetic urine is sold under brand names like U-Pass, Synthetics 5, and Quick Fix.
There you go.
With descriptors like novelty or fetish urine.
Ersatz, yes.
Possibly to obscure the intended use, especially in states where masking products are banned. This would become a felony, carrying up to 5 years in prison if the products are being sold commercially for a profit.
Wow.
Which is interesting because isn't marijuana legal in Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some companies you still can't smoke.
Oh.
It's still illegal at their.
Yeah, I mean, if you're operating a crane or something, they don't want you.
Well, and also other drugs. Like, there's other things that.
What about alcohol? That's okay. That's all right. Let's get to work, fellas.
I know the brand I always use. It's called I Can't Believe It's Not Urine. from the do you remember this, Jess? There was a shampoo. Remember the shampoo?
Yes.
What was it called?
G, your hair smells terrific.
Right.
Yeah.
G, your hair smells terrific.
And you had...
the problem was the G, your hair smells terrific did great, and then they came out with some feminine hygiene products, and that took them under.
Mm. Well, it's like I use this the lotion. It's called Fresh Balls. And you can get it, and there's fresh pits, fresh balls. There's some from ladies with the name. It's just fresh. Mm. Bang, there it is.
Fresh what?
Fresh like crotch. Stuff like
that.
Yes. I mean, they
just
get right
with a C or a T.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear her?
I didn't.
Why don't you come down on her like you do me?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said does it rhyme with Ussie?
Does it rhyme with Ussie?
Christy?
No, Christy, actually.
You don't want a stale one. You want a fresh one.
If you're mispronouncing it, you would say it's pussy. That's an unfortunate. What is that? A homonym? What is that? I forget what those are called. So I'm sorry. So they're going to put you in jail for selling fake pee.
Yeah, if you're trying to fake a drug test.
Yeah, what's the old joke where they they get it from nuns or something? Remember that? They get the urine from nuns. And
no, they don't. That's an urban.
Didn't they use that for pregnancy tests? I thought that's what it was for. or what? Something.
The fake pee?
No, no, no. The urine from nuns. There was a thing.
That's a very specific fetish.
It's not a fetish.
And I know that if you go to urinefromnuns.com, I like a golden shower with fake pee, the synthetic.
Okay, on the page.
You piss? What's it called? Like U-Haul, U-Wiz, whatever?
U-Piss. On the Fresh Balls page for sale, they also have Happy Nuts. Mm-hmm. And
does it have flavor?
No, that's
happy nuts.
You don't want monkey butt, so they have anti monkey butt cream.
All right.
What's cream? Monkey butt?
It's swamp? Like swamp ass. Yeah.
Is there no nuance in marketing anymore?
No.
Usually fresh down there, and now it's like mint balls, perfect for your girl.
Yeah. Are you tired of sticking? Well.
It's just nice to have a good hygiene,
don't
though.
Don't you use foot powder? You overdose on it sometimes?
No, I use foot powder on my feet.
What about your area?
They also make the same company makes a body powder. One is in a greenish thing.
The other is in an orangey.
Is it menthol?
Yeah.
Is it
Bond? Gold Bond?
You don't want the menthol on your daddy
yeah,
parts.
I mean, just the green makes me think menthol, no?
Yeah. No, it is. It's menthol.
I get up early and nothing like a, nothing
it'll
like
wake
that,
you up. Yeah.
3 a.m. Ball spritz to get you going.
Nice.
You know, remember the commercial where the guy goes, they slap him in the face, thanks, I need
it. Yeah.
Try doing the same thing to your
issue. So much powder, he looks like Pacino in that last scene in Scarface.
Oh, yeah. Just everywhere. Yeah.
Does it make you feel better?
Just especially
his routine
when it's
makes
in hot
better.
Weather.
Yeah.
It's just kind of.
That's an interesting point. It's not what you're doing.
It's his routine.
You have little. Yeah. You have busy work that keeps your mind busy.
So I have an absolute routine.
Think
don't
about
you get the an absolute routine.
Absolutely,
it never changes.
It changes occasionally, but
he
probably
has like a cordless vac to do the powder.
Yeah, the powder must
clean
go
up.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They have a cordless vac in every room in his house.
See, yeah, exactly.
There's one in every bathroom, one in the laundry room.
Is it hanging on the wall?
No, it's in the closet right there, though. I can cordless vac it if I want.
What are you vacuuming up?
The powder.
See?
Weren't you paying attention?
There's so much.
Yeah.
See if you use
pubic
it.
Hair. What do you got going
use
on?
Use the lotion. It dries.
No, you put on your underwear. Then
am
you
I
take,
invisible?
You take the thing.
Oh,
and you take the powder and you go poof down there and then you shake it up.
Looks like LeBron warming
oh
up during
gosh.
A playoff game.
Yeah.
Be a playing pool.
Chalking up like you're a gymnast?
You're chalking up, exactly.
If I buy you some fresh balls, will you use it?
I'll try it.
All right. We can be ball brothers.
Is that a powder or is that a cream?
It's a cream. It's a lotion.
Cream. Yeah. It's a cream that dries to a powder.
So then you have to wash your hands afterwards.
Well, yeah, but you should anyway. Well,
no, that's not part of my routine.
Well, add it to your routine. How about that?
Isn't it easier to wash your hands than to vacuum?
Wait a second. Wait. You put your ball powder on. And then you come into work, and the first thing you do is you go into that fridge, and you mess with the cream,
and you
mess with the sparkling waters.
Touches everything.
And you don't wash your hands prior to that?
No, I wash my hands, absolutely.
You just said you didn't wash your hands. It's not in your routine.
Oh, no, it's in my routine, but not if you apply.
Walk us through what you do. You get up in the morning.
You get up.
First thing.
Talk to the dog.
Okay.
Give a little conference.
Yeah. Take him outside, or do you go, well, you go with them.
She goes outside.
You go outside naked?
No, I wear pajama bottoms, at least.
Oh, really? Showing the guns off?
Yeah. And then I've pre-made my smoothie.
This is what I got to
put up with.
What
do you mean you've pre-made it?
I mean, the kale and everything's all in there. It's in a blender in the fridge, but there's no liquid in it. Then I add the liquid.
Okay.
Make the smoothie.
So you drink your smoothie while you're getting ready?
It depends. If I'm running late, I drink it in the car. Right now, there's a disgusting plastic cup with smoothie scum sitting in my
car. Yeah, and it's stinking up your car.
It's hot
probably.
Out right
and
now.
And then you stand there, I am the very model of a modern major general. And you're drinking your smoothie. And
I threw some laundry in. I've got things I'm thinking
about. Where
on.
Do you shower? Is that last on the list?
No, that's first.
Well, you just took
you
the
just
dog
said
that. That was first.
No, sorry.
Then you did the smoothie. You don't even know your own routine.
No, first thing I do is the shower.
Here's the thing. Let's start again. You wake up and you go to the shower.
Correct.
Okay.
First thing.
Shower.
So, but I wouldn't imagine the shower takes very long. I mean, you don't have to wash your hair.
As a matter of fact. Washed my hair this morning.
Do you still use the horse shampoo? When I was a kid, you always had mane and tail.
Yeah.
No, I used
that when I was a kid.
I used the Johnson's baby shampoo.
Okay. Of course you do. And Ivory soap,
because
right?
It's and Ivory years soap. Old. Any other soap causes testicular cancer.
Can you do that? That's not true. You're crazy.
Ivory soap is the way to go.
Let's get some thoughts and feelings about your sideburns. Jess, take a look at Tom's sideburns.
I like his sideburns. I'm a big fan of sideburns. Yeah. They look great.
They're down there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Does Kelly like them?
I can't tell.
Oh, well, then that's a no. No, that's a no.
Kelly does not like
them. Did you hear that? She said he wants her to notice.
No, he's...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.